Cat on the Edge, The First Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Russo Murphy. Narrated by Susan Boyce. For those who wonder about their cats, and for the cats who don't need to wonder, for the cats who know. Chapter 1. The murder of Samuel Beckwith in the alley behind Jolly's Delicatessen was observed by no human witness. Only the gray tomcat saw Beckwith fall, the big man's heavy body crumpling, his round, close-trimmed head crushed from the blow of a shiny steel wrench. At the bright swing of the weapon and the thud of breaking bone, the cat stiffened with alarm and backed deeper into the shadows, a sleek silver ripple in the dark. The attack on Beckwith came without warning. The two men entered the brick-paved alley, walking side by side beneath the dim light of a decorative lamp affixed to the brick wall beside the window of a small shop. The men were talking softly, in a friendly manner. The cat looked up at them, carelessly, from beside the concealed garbage can where he was feasting on smoked salmon. The men exchanged no harsh word. Joe caught no scent of anger or distress before the smaller man struck Beckwith. Though the evening sky was already dark, the shops along the alley were still open, their doors softly lit by the two wrought iron wall sconces, one at either end of the short lane. The stained glass door of the tiny tea room reflected the lamplight in round, gleaming patterns of blue and red. The narrow, leaded glass doors leading to the antique shop and the art gallery glinted with interior lights warped into circular designs against the darkness. The closed door to the bistro presented...